Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Bob Kuska's here, too. Bob is the founder and the president of The Fusion Factor, the author of The Higher Ground, An Insider's Guide to Finding a Career. He was the in charge of the HR division over at Gillette for many decades before he retired, and he's our good friend, Bob Kuska. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim, but don't use the word retired with me.
I know. That was just a segue into your new profession, right?
That's right. We just keep on migrating like
just
ducks.
Just keep on migrating. That's exactly right, like ducks. He's also got some e-books, folks, Building a Competency for a Profitable Workplace and Playing Tomorrow's Workplace Today, a couple of e-books there at his website, Fusion Factor. It's thefusionfactor.com, right?
That's right.
All right, so check it out. So what's on your mind today, Bob?
Well, Jim, I was listening to your interview talking about act like a duck and about migrating. Now, I know you were
my interview on MSNBC's Your Business with J.J. Ramberg.
Right.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, great interview. And
thanks.
I know you were talking about migrating on social media, but I thought what we'd talk about to your listeners today is about migrating when you're in your career and you want to move to something different.
The thing that I was, to put it in perspective, folks, I was, JJ, the host of the show, was asking me for a tip, and I just said, migrate your customer, act like a duck and migrate your social media platform communities, migrate their contacts over to a parallel universe that you can control. Don't trust the social media platforms. They'll make your customers mad in any given day. That was the context for what Bob was talking about.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Well, here's how I used your analogy, Jim. You know, we make changes in our life from time to time, and like a duck, we migrate to something different. But here, when ducks migrate, they know where they're going.
Right.
And one of the things I want to tell, I have people come to me all the time and say, you know what, I don't like my boss, I don't like my company, I don't like what I'm doing, I want to do something different. And what I always tell them is, don't move away from something, move towards something.
Right.
So before you say, I'm going to go out on my own in business, say, okay, what am I going to move towards? And I thought what we'd do today is talk about a couple of steps that I've learned to the School of Hard Knocks on how to move towards something.
All right.
First of all, you know, I mean, I've been in business now for 12 years, and I left corporate America, and the first thing that I did when I decided to, you know, consider that is I talked to a lot of people. I asked a lot of advice.
Mm-hmm.
So don't just say, you know, I know what I'm going to do. Go out and ask for a lot of advice and ask people. For instance, one little lesson I got, everyone I talked to in the consulting field said the number three. And I said, well, what's the number three? They said it'll take you 3 years to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And are you prepared to last 3 years without
mm-hmm.
taking a corporate paycheck?
Mm-hmm.
The second thing
That's good advice.
Yeah.
You know why 3 years?
Tell me why you think it's 3 years.
I think it's because of the quantum leap effect.
Mm-hmm.
See, because the first year, nobody knows you're in business, and so you'll go get some scraps, right?
Mm-hmm.
The second year, you'll be a little more well known. You'll start to establish yourself, but you're still struggling because the revenue, the opportunity is still a little ragged. But in the third year, you're benefiting from the work that you do that year, the work that you did in the second year, and the work that you did in the first year that are just now coming to fruition. And when all three of those years pile into 1 year, you get a quantum leap effect. You actually have the ability to double what you thought you would do because you've got that much back behind you. And that's when you, that's, if you can make it 3 years, it takes those 3 years, to those first 2 years, to build a foundation under you.
That, you know, that's right, Jim. You've described it very, very well. Because that third year was when credibility crept in. And all of a sudden, I had people calling me instead of me having to call everybody
else. Right, right. Yeah. I completely agree with that advice. It's absolutely, it's almost a natural law.
Now, here's another thing. When I say ask a lot of advice, I asked advice of a very, very smart guy named Chuck. And Chuck said to me, do you have a position map? And I said, I don't know what you're talking about. And he sat down with me for a full day, and we whiteboarded out a position map. And I'm going to give that to our listeners right now. It's seven quick things.
All right.
It is, number one, what is your target audience? Number two, who is your competition? Number three, what are the benefits that you're delivering? Number four, what is the discriminator? Why are you different? Number five, and this is the key one, is what is your insight? We'll talk a little bit about that. What is your consumer thinking when they reach for your product or service? And then the last two things are the values that you bring to the table and what are the reasons that your consumer should believe in you. So let's talk a little bit about these things, Jim. Insight. My friend Chuck, when he described insight to me, and I didn't know what he was talking about, he said, you know, when a woman is reaching on the shelf for a beauty product, she's thinking, well, this is a little bit expensive, but you know what? I owe it to myself because I want this product and it's going to make, you know, a difference for me. So what is your consumer thinking when they're reaching for your product? And where I came to that in my business is my consumer was saying to themselves, geez, I've got problems. I've got a great business, but I've got problems with my growth, with my people, with dealing with these issues, and I know I need some help, but I don't know where to get it. And that's, you know, where the foundation of my business became. So when you're migrating, you've got to think about where you're migrating to and what you're going to be delivering for your consumer.
Because they're not going to, they don't wake up in the morning thinking, how can I make Bob's life better?
That's right.
They're thinking about, they're only thinking about themselves. It's not their job to worry about you or to think about you or to keep you in mind. It's your job to stay front of mind for them, but also not only front, top of mind to them, but also the value that you talked about, the benefits. That's got to be in their mind first, doesn't it?
That's right. That's right. And you may believe you have benefit for them, but if they don't believe it, it doesn't even matter.
That's exactly right. Website, one more time, Bob.
It's thefusionfactor.com.
All right, so check it out. Quick break. Bob Kuska and I are going to talk more about how to migrate from corporate employment to becoming a business owner yourself. Like Bob. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.